May all my days bring glory to your name. Wow, that's awesome. I had the privilege again to go through some of the scriptures. I've been going through the book of Psalms several different times, and it seemed like, I don't know if it's age or just what, but every time I read that, I find, wow, I missed that the first time. And then I miss it again, and then I miss it again. In the book of Psalms, the 136th chapter, I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but it just really cut deep into me thinking of the awesomeness of God. And so in each verse, each 26th verse, he starts out and he says, I give thanks to the Lord for he is good and his loving kindness. Have you experienced that today? His loving kindness is everlasting. So the question is, have you experienced the loving kindness of God today? Have you mentally processed that in your mind? Because it's His day. It's His day. It's His day that we can come together as a body to break bread, to honor what He has done for us, and to give thanks. And so it would be a good exercise this week to read the 136th Psalm and just see exactly what he's talking about here and the blessings that we have. Each verse expresses his loving kindness to us. Now, I know this was written back pretty much for his guidance of Israel many years ago, but I take a lot of the scriptures to me, what they mean to me. And I think that's where the expression of being able to come to the Lord's table, breaking bread together as one, what a blessing that is. And I don't know if you had ever experienced breaking bread around as a communion with actually a loaf of bread and drinking from the same cup, and people would just shake their head. You know, like maybe when you're down in Haiti, you know. And so you look at these and you say, God's grace is in this. And so we accept, if I get somebody's germ here or somebody's germ there or whatever, they might get mine. I don't know. But the thing about it is, it's the awesomeness of sitting and communing with each other, because we're one body, that we can take a loaf of bread, one loaf of bread, we just break off a little piece and take it, and how awesome it tastes. But the taste of this bread isn't necessarily the meaning of that, but it's what's lasting. What I remember is taking and breaking that loaf with my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, when I was in Korea, the first year that I was there, I went to a little church there. And actually, the first time ever, a little old kid coming out of Michigan, never been out of the state of Michigan until I got in the military, actually got in church, and actually they had real wine, which was a wake-up. You know, man, I'm coming back every Sunday. You know, just the idea, the awesomeness of being able to be part of that body of believers way yonder, and the breaking of bread together, that just fills my heart. You know, it's just what I really enjoy about God's word here, and all of God's expressions here of His talking about the eternal Father, the Prince of Peace, just giving us rest when we need it, taking care of all our needs. If we look at the words and a lot of these here scriptures in this 126th verse, it will relate to you. It will relate to you. If you open yourself to God's word, it will relate to you. And what a blessing it is for us to have a sustaining word of God to rely on during the week. Now, I know that I'm sure that each one of you, that the oneness that we have when we gather around His table, is that we're regaining some blessings and strength for the week to go out and meet with other people. I hope you think that. Because it's so vital that we're nourished. I mean, we're getting ready to feast after a while. You know, we're all about food. You know. But that's what the bread of life that Jesus expressed over and over. I am the bread of life. Bread and water is the sustaining. If you don't have nothing else, you can live on bread and water. Sorry to believe, but that can happen, you know. So it's just the idea that in God's Word, He enriches our lives on a daily basis. And I know that these here verses that you could read this week would enrich your life. I know that will. But so anyway, as we gather around the Lord's table today in remembrance of what He has done for us, what He continues to do with us, and what He's promised to do for us in the future, that we might be able to honor Him with our life on a daily basis. So let's take the loaf today, representing His body, representing His broken body for us, for you, for I, for me, for them, that we might be able to honor Him at this time by the breaking of bread. And just pretend that we're breaking the loaf of bread, you know, that we could sustain the flow of the thing. So let's take a particular loaf today. And then also likewise, and this is all read in Matthew 26 and chapter 27th verse, talks about, you know, the bread and the loaf and how it is part of the body of Christ. And so we just ask that you will bless this juice, this here fruit of the vine that we can partake of at this time as one body. Let's do that. And let us pray. Father, we are so without words. You are awesome and You are everlasting. Father, Your goodness extends beyond the eternal. And so we look at all these eternal things and everlasting things that we take for granted each and every day. But help us to be mindful that how awesome and grace You are, grateful You are, and that you have an everlasting love for each one of us. So bless us today and give us the wisdom of Your word that we might be able to honor You this week with our lives. Give us strength to be gained and boldness to share it. Thank You for this time we have in Your name. We thank You. Amen.